こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。1個目、ジオフィジカルリサーチに掲載されたアメリカ地球物理学連合の研究で、新型コロナウイルスによるロックダウンなど経済活動の減少により、世界各国で昨年と比較して空気中の二酸化窒素が大幅に減少していることが分かりました。二酸化窒素は車や飛行機などの乗り物のほか、発電所、工場などから大気中に排出され、肺など呼吸器系に悪影響を与えています。今年前半の段階で中国では平均 40%、 アメリカと西ヨーロッパでは 20-38% の減少が確認されました。また武漢がある中国北部では1月23日にロックダウンが開始されてから、二酸化窒素が平均 60%、 PM2.5 は 35% 減少していました。このように大気汚染が大幅に改善されるのは1990年代に観測が開始されてから初めてのことです。
In a study conducted by the American Geophysical Union and published in Geophysical Research, coronavirus lockdowns around the world have suppressed human activity and resulted in significant reductions in atmospheric nitrogen dioxide levels compared to last year. Nitrogen dioxide, which is emitted by modes of transportation like cars and planes, as well as by power plants and factories, has a negative impact on respiratory health.By the first half of this year, China observed a 40% reduction in nitrogen dioxide, and the U.S. and Western Europe saw reductions between 20 and 38%. Furthermore, in northern China, which includes Wuhan province, nitrogen dioxide levels decreased by 60% on average, and PM2.5 particulate levels decreased by 35%. This is the first time such a dramatic reduction in air pollution has been observed since measurements began in the 1990s.
そう、今まで似たような感じだと2008年の北京オリンピックの時に、まあ、ちょいちょい工場を止めたりとかしてたのみんな覚えてる人も多いと思うんだけども、うん、ただこういう感じで、まあ、世界のいろんな場所でこれほど大気汚染が、まあ、一時的かもしれないけれども大幅に改善されるっていうのは初めてっていう。でチームの人は、まあ、これは当然あのコロナウイルスを封じ込めるためにやっていることであって、大気汚染改善のためにやったわけではないんだけれども、まあ、unintended experiment、まあ、意図してない実験として、あの将来的にじゃあもっともっと環境問題が逼迫してきてどうにかしないといけないねってなった時に、まあ、どこまでできるのか、こう経済活動って、うんと天秤にかけながら、あの、まあ、何をどれぐらいやれば大気汚染が どこまで改善されるかっていう、あの、まあ、例にはなるよねっていう話。
And this study is looking specifically at nitrogen dioxide?
うん、そう。
We can also expect that carbon dioxide was reduced significantly as well, right?
うん、そう。だから、まあ、コロナによってすごくネガティブなニュースも多いけど、まあ、一方でこういう、あの、まあ、これを狙ったわけではないけれども、まあ、一つポジティブな結果としてこういうこともありますねっていう、
うん、
だって平均 60% とか、まあ、PM2.5 も中国北部で 35%、 これは結構すごいよね。
People have also been saying that the sky is much clearer for things like astrophotography and astronomy. I'm sure it's hard to tell, you know, what the rates are for different illnesses right now because people are avoiding hospitals. But we know that levels of PM2.5 are strongly correlated with pollution and or strongly correlated with respiratory illnesses, especially in children, and asthma.
Yeah. だから今まで環境問題でこのまま今のように生活しているとこんな悪いことになります、こんな危険なことになりますとか、まあ、いろいろ言われているわけで、ただこう そう言いながらも普通の生活を続けているのはやっぱりこう、まあ、経済活動を止められないっていう理由も大きいと思うんだけど、このまま行くと今のコロナウイルスでのロックダウンみたいに何かしらこう大きなメジャーを取らないといけなくなってくる可能性っていうのは当然あって、だからまあどこまでできるのかっていう、そのあまりにも経済が壊滅的なダメージを受けてしまってもそれはそれでちょっと困ってしまうので、
I'm interested in this nitrogen dioxide because you don't hear about it very often, right?
あと一つ、
Are you familiar with it? Like,
no.
Nitrogen dioxide?
No. でも一つこの論文の中で書いてあって、私は詳しくないから全然わかんなかったんだけど、その地表のオゾン、だ大気圏のオゾンは、まあ、オゾン層問題とかで身近だけどいいものとして、まあ、あった方がいいものとして認識してるけど、この地表のオゾンっていうのはない方がいいものらしいんだよね、うん、で今回このナイトロジェンダイオクサイド、二酸化窒素が減ってしまったことによって逆にこの地表のオゾンが分解されずに残ってしまっている、
うん、
なので、二酸化窒素が減れば全てオールオッケーっていうもんでもないらしくて、この地表のオゾンもPulmonary and heart disease の原因になるって書いてあるんだよね、
うん、So what are all the different things that we're worried about in the air, and like how much are we worried about nitrogen dioxide? I know it comes from gas stoves too, so like they've had problems where because homes have much better insulation now、so you might use your gas stove and that can create some nitrogen dioxide、which can accumulate inside your homeand actually poison you if you have like a really well insulated house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, 家でも排出されるし、結構やっぱり飛行機とか、
mm-hmm.
っていうのはどっかで見たけど。
Mm-hmm.
So, まあみんな今旅行もしてないし、フライトも多分減ってるから。
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's pretty big.
I saw an electric 軽自動車 being used by 日本郵便
for 配達
So I guess Japan Post is using electric 軽自動車 to deliver some things around. And I also see it with some smaller just delivery companies. They're using these... It's not Genski, it'sYou know those delivery vehicles that have three wheels? They have two wheels in the back.
Yeah, autobahみたいなやつ。
うん。
うん。
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of those that are electric now.
I see.
That's... So one of the main ways that we're exposed to nitrogen dioxide is sitting in traffic or walking along a road.
Hmm.
People that live along highways are exposed to much higher levels.
Yeah.
So, like, there are a lot of people that live along, like, the Tome. Or live near Kampachi.
Yeah.
Or 246 or any of these big roads. And they are going to have, like, negative health impacts from exposure to nitrogen dioxide and PM2.5. Which we know increases...respiratory illness and also cancer rates.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something I'm always wondering. うちもいつも言ってるけど、まあ、ハイウェイに結構近いところに住んでいて、で、マンションだから24時間換気なんだよね。
Mm.
だから窓とか開けなくても、まあ、勝手にずっと換気されてるんだけど、そこにうちはダイソンの、エアピュリファイアってなんて言うんだっけ?ちょっと待って今日ダメだ全然なんだっけ空気清浄機、
うん、
をつけていて、 そのマンションの24時間換気とダイソンの空気清浄機、その2つが常に戦っているわけじゃん。その結果としてどっちが勝ってるのか私には分からないっていう、
うん、
それがずっとミステリーっていうか、意味がないとは思わないんだけど、どれぐらい逆にじゃあ意味があるのかっていうのがずっと不思議なんだよね。
Well, the old way is because you didn't have an air purifier, you would do kanki, right? You'd open the windows and get new air, fresh air. But if you're trying to clean the air, then you don't want to open the windows.
Yeah.
And then the air outside is often dirty these days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are you doing? Are you just doing both? Or
no, what I'm saying is my apartment has like 24-hour ventilation thing. So だから、
you can't turn that off, right?
I could, but I'm strongly advised not to. I guess it's because it will be too insulated or something inside. I don't... Because, like, 密封性がすごすぎて。だから、そう、なんか、それを誰か教えてほしい。このなんか、
My windows leak, so I have automatic 換気。
そうだね。Yeah. Your place is basically outside.
Yeah, it is.
特にマイケルんちのトイレね、マジで外と一緒だからね。
Did you watch Planet of the Humans?
No, I haven't.
How dare you not watch it?
Okay, so there's some... Okay, so I know I will.
Okay?
And I know that I have to. But I just don't have mental energy. I will watch it, for sure. And I'm very curious about, you know, the movie. But I've been procrastinating it because... I just don't have mental energy. It's like...
But it's all this, you know, like palm oil and biomass and air pollution.
And then the guy that, you know, たまにツイッターで話しかけてくれるさ、牛に詳しい人。彼がすごい、その映画を見て、すごい良かったって、でも depressing っていうことを言っていて、まあ、だって絶対そうじゃん。もうそれは分かってるから。
So, well, you should know most of the things in the documentary already. There are depressing images in it, and you know, no one wants to see the downsides of what we consider to be our way through this.
I know. I know.
But I think it's important. I think people should watch it. It's not perfect, but
yeah.
That's the conversation that hasn't been happening, which is the reason why we can't move forward.
でもそういうさ、ジレンマない？たまにこういろんな人からあこれ見た方がいいよ、これ見た方がいいよとかあこの本読んだ方がいいよって言われて。すごいインフォーマティブだし絶対自分の知識として見たり読んだりするた方がいいの分かってるんだけど分かってるしそこから目を背けちゃいけないのも分かってるんだけど今ちょっとあどうしようかなみたいなやつない、もう結構パッと見れるタイプ
I'm really curious and I always want to know the truth、yeah. It's like an existential crisis for me So I don't hesitate to look at different things I might disagree with or agree with and try to compare themAnd I don't know. I could be surprised. I could be like, oh, it's not as bad as I thought it was. I don't know.
For me, like, I can read articles. I can read people's opinions. But movies and books are, I mean, it takes time. It feels like an investment, you know? Like, oh, I have to sit here for the next 2 hours in front of the screen, you know, like...And you don't want to take
That's how
a break.
I feel about Avengers. Like, the world is burning and we're sitting around watching men in under tights. I don't even know what they're called. Whatever. But no, I don't hesitate for to acquire information because I'm always terrified that I think something that's not true.
Right. Yeah, I guess I'm a weak sauce when it in terms of like mental strength.
There are clips of, you know, orangutans being, you know, mangled,
right?
Or, you know, so like, I understand anyone that's hesitant to watch it. But.
That's not really what I'm worried about. It's more like, it's just how complicated things actually are, you know, and I know it, but
I think things seem a lot cleaner and simpler once you can make higher confidence decisions about what may or may not work.
Yeah.
And so after you watch the documentary, I think you can, you know, fill in a couple gaps here and there and sort of take a step back. And overall, it gets cleaner and neater in terms of what the best options are, I think. At least that's how it was for me.
Okay. Yeah, I just tend to procrastinate, but I will watch it, I promise.
But this, you know, the lockdowns and shutting everything down like this really gives us all an opportunity to rethink from scratch, from first principles, how everything is done. And the world we live in right now, almost all of it was designed and built before the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was designed for people who didn't know what the internet was. That's the world we're living in. You go to the Kuyakshu or whatever. It's a joke.
Yeah.
It's a joke. So if this isn't a catalyst to rejuvenate all of our systems, we will never get a catalyst like this again, or an opportunity to sort of reset and do things in a new and better way. This is the biggest opportunity we're going to get to do that.
I know.
I really think so.
だから今それがちょっとなんだろう。そのチェンジが起こらないことが心配。
We need new companies, new ideas, new businesses in Japan. We need new powerful startups in Japan. I can't think of any new powerful big companies that have come out of Japan. I can think of dozens out of China, dozens out of Europe, dozens, thousands out of the United States, on and on. They're all new companies, right? This is the time, you know, for entrepreneurship and new initiatives, groups of humans working together.
Right.
Trying something fresh.
Fresh といえば次、ANA は今月から女性の客室乗務員とグランドスタッフにハイヒールの着用を義務付けていた社内規定を変更しました。これまで幅と高さが3から5センチのヒールを履くよう指定していましたが、今後は高さ5センチまでのパンプスと上限のみを設定します。JAL は先月からハイヒールの着用義務を変更し、これまで3から4センチとしていた規定を0から4センチにしたほか、パンプスのみというルールをなくし、革靴やドライビングシューズの着用も認めることにしています。
Beginning this month,All Nippon Airways will amend its requirement of female ground staff and cabin crew to wear heels at work. While previously heels with a height between 3 and 5 centimeters were required, the new requirement states sneakers up to 5 centimeters. Last month, JAL changed the footwear requirement from 3 to 4 centimeters to 0 to 4 centimeters, but without the restriction to sneakers. Leather shoes and driving shoes are also permitted.
そう、まあ、すごくいいよね。私がJAL で働いてたらめちゃくちゃ嬉しい。これは。
What about ANA?
ANA もまあ、そのパンプスっていうのがね、やっぱり私は元からあんまり好きじゃないというか、どうしても足が痛くなってしまうから。
What are pumps exactly? Did I translate that correctly?
Pumps は
こう I thought that was sneakers, but is that different?
No. Pumps means the standard looking high heel みたいな。Or if it's without high heels, then it means it's like フラットバレーシューズみたいな感じとか。まあ、とにかく
Oh, those are pumps?
Yeah, with heels, yeah.
Oh, with heels?
Yeah, with heels.
Wait, pumps have heels?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like if you think of normal high heel, then that's pumps.
Okay.
Yeah. So, 結構まあ日本ですごく、まあ、ネット主にあのハッシュタグクートゥーみたいなこうムーブメントがあって、うん、いろんなあの議論がなされてきたけど、これはなんか議論って言ってもなんだろうね、その履きたい人は履けばいいし、履きたくない人は履かなければいいっていう、本来はすごくシンプルな話のはずだから、まあ、こういうふうに企業が、うん、あの変わっていくっていうのはいいことだなというか、まあ、建設的だなと思うけど、たまにこうヒール履かないといけないって分かっててその会社に入ったとかその仕事を得たんだから文句言うべきではないみたいな意見もあのよく見るんだけど、結構その分かってないんだよね女性も、そのやってみるまでどれぐらいそれが痛いかとか大変かって、要はヒールを履いて遊びに行くとかデートに行く学校に行くっていうのとヒールを履いて一日中仕事をするって結構全然違うから、あの、うん、私もアパレルでバイトした時にこう働いてるバイトとか従業員はエレベーターを使っちゃいけなかったのね、マイケルどうだったか分かんないけど、だから階段を使わなきゃいけなくて、でも絶対ヒールを女性は履かないといけなかったから、うん、もうなんていうの、お客さんにあこのサイズありますかって言って倉庫にありますって言われたらもう4階まであのヒールで駆け上がってまた駆け下りてとか、あのそれを1日中やんなきゃいけなかったんだよね、
うん、
まあ、そうすると当然もう足めっちゃ痛いし外反母趾みたいになっちゃう人も結構いるし、まあ、あとオフィスでもなんだろう、例えばサンダルフリップスラップスとか入って会社まで行ってヒール持ってってあの会社で履き替える人も知り合いとかで結構いるし、
フリップフロップス、 What about barefoot? Is that
I actually used to do that in the office.
And, barefoot?
Yeah, and people were somewhat, I mean, people thought it was funny, and 私は何もなんか注意とかもされなかったからあの
Is that
たまに、mm.もうだから足が疲れてきたらあの会社の中裸足で歩き私はねエージェンシーでいつも働いてたからその大企業みたいなさ感じじゃなかったから、うん、別に誰もあの何も起こったりしなかったんだけど、ただそれがもちろん通用しない仕事っていうのはたくさんあると思うから、うん、
Do you think people should have I don't know if it's a right but the freedom to be barefoot?At work, or is that weird?
barefoot might be a little weird. I mean, it's not really hygienic either if everyone was walking around barefoot. あの、自分を棚に上げてしまえばね。ただ、ヒールは、あの、私はだから、オフィスで働いてた時は、ヒール履いてると絶対疲れるし、そのイベントとか記者会見とかある日にさ、ヒールで走り回ってたらもう本当に死んじゃうから、あのブーディーとかなんていうの、そのおしゃれなブーツみたいな、 なんか短めのブーツでこう革とか出てきてておしゃれに見えるんだけどヒールは実はないみたいな、なんかその、うん、見た目でごまかされる感じ、なんて言えばいいんだろうね、
実はヒール But isn't there like a physiological like wearing high heels、like pivots yourpelvis forward.
Yeah, I'm sure it's and it's not like good a, for you.
But it's kind of a sexual position theory around
right.
where why heels, why guys like heels, I guess.
Yeah. まあそのなんかハイヒール履いてセクシーって思う人がいるのはわかるし、私も見た目としてはすごい好きだから、なんかパーティーの時とかさこうおしゃれしてお出かけするときはヒール履くこともあるけど、ただその普通のヒールとなんていうのプラットフォームみたいな、その前も厚くなってるやつ、
その前も原宿の
原宿まで行かなくてもいい、前がある程度底上げされてると当然ちょっと歩きやすいんだけど、 そうするとこう、
うん、
ただそれで階段を駆け上がったりするのは難しいとかいろいろさ大変なんだよね。だから普通にヒールない革靴とかで仕事できたらもうそれだけでもかなりもうストレスが減るっていう人はいっぱいいると思うけどね。
So can they wear heels?
Yeah.
On ANA?
うん。
So、there are
高さ5センチまでだったら別に履きたい人は履けるっていう、
うん、
だからもうメイクもそうだよね。あの女性はこう会社行くときにメイクしてないといけないみたいな、その会社から明文化されてなくてもなんかすっぴんで行ったらどうしたのって言われちゃうみたいな、こうなんだろう、まあ、男性のがひげ生えてるのと同じみたいな、
うん、
私は別に男性がひげ生やして会社行ってもいいじゃんって思ってるんだけど、むしろおしゃれに生やしてればさかっこいいじゃん。
There are certain professions where it could bother people, like if you work in some super sensitive microchip factory and they don't
yeah,
want
I mean,
hige
like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. そういうこうなんか怪我さ混入したらやばい仕事とかそういうのだったらもちろんわかるんだけど、例えばうちの夫もひげを剃って会社に行かないといけないのね、
うん、
でも今って家にいるから結構ひげ生やしててすごいあのかっこいいわけでも会社に行くってなったらそれを剃らないといけないから、なんか残念っていうかもったいないというか、そもそもなんでヒゲ生えてちゃダメなんだっけって思う。
Are there situations or occupations for which you think a wearing heels requirement is appropriate?
No.
What if you're a professional dancer and you have to like wear heels? Or if you're, let's say you're Cinderella, you're the
yeah,
girl
I mean,
who
okay.
plays Cinderella at Disney.
True, I mean
Disney
if,
World.
Yeah, so if you're an actor or actress, then yeah, I'm sure there are moments where you kind of have to wear heels. But flight attendants and I don't know waitresses, just office workers in general, you know, there's no way that they have to be wearing high heels.
Right, but then it's not an absolute, right? It's not an absolute. It's kind of like, should it be part of the... Is it necessary to be part of the job description?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, to me, it seems like if you're on an airplane, you want shoes where you can balance well.
絶対そうでしょ。しかもさ、
but,
あの、なんていうの?エマージェンシーとかあるわけじゃない?飛行機なんてさ。そこでこう、
if one of those heels like pokes a hole in that inflatable raft and then everyone dies.
Yeah, I mean, they do tell you to take off your shoes before you jump onto that thing. So I'm sure
yeah.
they're going to do that. But, but even inside the aircraft, yeah. you know, they might have to run or I don't know, God knows what. And wearing heels just doesn't make any sense.
Well, what about after the plane wreckage washes up on some beach and you're there with your heels.
Yeah, 本当だよね。なんかそれこそロストみたいなシチュエーションでさ、こう無人島にたどり着いちゃった時にさ、ヒールしかないって本当にもうクソ不便だよ。まあ今まで逆にその特にこの客室乗務員って保安要員なわけじゃない?で、うん、あの航空会社なんていつもそこをさすごく言っていて、あの客室乗務員っていうのは本当ただのウェイトレスみたいな感じじゃなくて保安要員なんですよっていう、ですごい訓練もされていて、あの緊急事態にみんなを安全にちゃんとガイドしてなんちゃらって言ってるわけでさ、絶対ヒールじゃない方がいい、うん、まあ履きたい人はね履けばいいけど、そのヒールを強要するっていうのはちょっとねおかしいし、
I really
私はなんかもともとその男性もそのスーツを着なきゃいけないとかネクタイをつけないといけないっていうのがもうあのオブソリートっていうかやめてもいいんじゃないかなと思ってるし、お金もかかるしさ、わざわざ
クールビズはどう？
クールビズはすごいいいと思うけど、なんかだからみんな別に。
What about in the winter? Can we have hot biz?
ね、そうだからあのなんていうの、すごい寒い日にもさ、あのスーツ着て行かないといけないじゃん。
I want to wear like, you know, grandma sweater.
でしょ、そうセーターとかじゃなくてちゃんと、まあ、うちの夫の場合だけどとか、まあ、ちょっと暑くなってきててもそのスーツのあの長ズボン履いて靴下履いて革靴履いてネクタイしてとかさ、なんていうかその何のためにてかネクタイってなんだっけみたいな。
Well,
これって何なのっていう。
That's based on, you know, like military outfits and armor and stuff, and then there's a huge need for compliance in those sorts of organizations. So it's carried over to the business world, and the suit, it means like, hey, this is serious business. You know, this is business, and that's what the suit is about. It's like,
yeah, but you know, for
compliance.
But for women, we don't have that role, John. その女性は基本的に、まあ、例えば私の働いてた会社とかでも、男性はスーツ着ないといけない。女性はあのオフィスカジュアルみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
つまり上下の、だその新入社員みたいな感じじゃなくとかさ、冠婚葬祭みたいな格好じゃなくてもいいけど、あのまあちょっとフォーマルっぽい格好してきてねみたいな。別に男性もそれでいいじゃんって思うけどね。Mm-hmm. その結局スーツって買うのにお金もかかるし、普段着れるわけでもないし、で洗濯もさ家でできるわけじゃないから、じゃあクリーニング出しますとか、でもそれを別に会社の経費で落とせるわけでもなく、こう会社から強制されてみんな買ってきてるのに、その自腹でそれをさみんな払ってるわけじゃん。まあ、それってそもそもどうなんだろうって思っちゃうけどね。
What about, I mean, there are a lot of occasions where if someone wasn't wearing a suit, it'd be like, dude, what are you doing, right? And if you're at a funeral or something.
Yeah, if it's a funeral, yeah, I mean, but if
but
if that, just...
But there might be people who are like, why do I have to wear a suit at the funeral? I don't have to wear a suit at work. I don't. The only time I got to wear a suit is at the funeral, you know, and I got to go out and spend $400 on a suit.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess we could start talking about that, too. Why are we wearing suits at funerals, you know? Maybe we could change that, too. But I just think that it's just not reasonable. I don't really get it. And うちの夫とか、こう、スリーピースのスーツ着てるのね。めっちゃかっこいいわけ。すごい似合うから。だから着たい人は全然着ればいいと思うんだけど、なんかその毎日毎日それを全員が着ないといけないっていうのはどうなのかな。
Well, the shoes are terrible. The shoes that men have to wear, and most men are wearing these shoes that are like 4 inches longer than their actual foot.
Yeah.
Like they got these crazy skis on.
Yeah.
Like these mini skis.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're tripping all over the place because it's way bigger than their actual feet. It's like Bozo the Clown. You know? And then if you wear shoes that actually fit, it's like, dude, your feet must be like so small.
Yeah, and like, その雪が降ってさ、道が凍ってる時とかさ、サラリーマンのおじさんがよく転んでるところをテレビでもやるけどさ、あれだって別にね、その長靴じゃないけど、何でも履いていいですよってなったら、絶対転ぶ人も減るんじゃないとか。
It digs into that bump on the, you know, on the outside of the foot, you have this bone on the outside of your ankle, and the shoes just dig straight into that bone and just it's insane. And I've never seen a pair of shoes that doesn't do that. And if you made shoes that didn't do that, I think they might look weird or something. But I don't know how people deal with it. It's they're like geta.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's.
We should all wear geta.
I've never really had to wear a certain like その上下のスーツを着なきゃいけないみたいな状況、私はあまりないっていうか結構自由だったんだけど、それでもクライアントの家に行くときはじゃあジャケットを着ていかないといけないとか、それがどんなに暑くてもさ、ジャケット脱げないみたいなのが、それみんな汗かきながらジャケット着てるとかってさ、なんか誰のためにやってんだろうって思う。
Every summer it gets crazy, all these people in suits just sweating so much on the train.
Yeah, I feel so bad for my husband sometimes. Like, なんかまだその、なんていうの、そのクールビズに切り替わるのって一斉に切り替わるわけであってさ、その自分の判断で、あ、もう暑くなってきたから、今年はちょっと早いけど、もうポロシャツ着ちゃおうとかできないわけじゃん。その、mm-hmm. なんていうの、裁量権は個々の社員にはもらえてない。
Well, when I was going to school, I had to wear a suit, full suit, every day with a blazer, and I had to have the tie all the way up with the top button buttoned. I mean, all the way up.
Yep.
Totally, like, you know, packaged your neck levels. And we had no air conditioning.
Right.
And that was here in Tokyo.And it was really hot、
mm.
every day. Did it for years.
Or like in winter, I had to wear a skirt、
That's、
to go、
kids.
To school. You know, even
that's
if,
kids.
Even if it's snowing, I had to wear a skirt to go to school. And that's just, I mean, I would never do that, right? I mean, as a grown up, it's stupid、mm. if I went outside with a skirt when it's snowing outside. But somehow,、mm. like, we forced these kids to do that. And it just seems so strange to me now that I'm a grown up. 子供の時はもうしょうがないと思ってさ、どんなに寒くてもスカートを履いて学校行ってたけど、今絶対やらないもんね。
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. New companies, new startups changes the culture, everything. So.
Yeah, definitely. 本当に。
It's mostly just old, you know,decrepit businesses that are sort of setting the standards, especially in Japan.
Yeah. そうね。まあなんか自分がそのオフィス文化から、まあ、離れて時間も経ってしまったし、周りの友達もあんまりそういう人が少なくなってきたから、うちの夫だけなんだけどね、mm. 私の周りでは。だから余計にそう思うのかもしれない。なんかその理不尽さが際立って見えちゃうというか。なんでこんな目に。
At least he doesn't have to wear heels.
まあね、ヒール履かなくていいのはいいけど、それでもやっぱりね、なんか要所要所でちょっとかわいそう。
There's so much to complain about, you know, it's just crazy. It never ends, you know? Like, old, big company work culture, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, if it's something complicated, or if there's a good reason for it, まあ、
mm-hmm.
飲み込めるけど、まあ、ヒールなんていうのはそれの最もこう正当化しづらいあのものだと思うから、mm. まあ、強制するっていうのはもうみんな一斉にやめちゃったらいいんじゃないと思うね、
mm.
OK 次。
In a study published in the Journal of Psychopharmacology, 2,561 people who have taken the psychedelic substance N,N-dimethyltryptamine responded to an online survey. 69% of the respondents reported receiving a message from an alien or other entity, and more than half of respondents who had identified as atheist before taking the compound no longer identified as atheist afterward. The most commonly endorsed descriptors for the entity were being 60%, guide 43%, spirit 39%, alien 39%, or helper 34%, followed by angel, elf, religious personage, and plant spirit. Descriptors like gnome, monster, or deceased person were the least common, ranging between 1 and 5%. DMT is a naturally occurring endogenous chemical in many plants and animals, including human beings, and it is traditionally taken as a constituent of the indigenous ritual entheogen ayahuasca.Participants for the survey were recruited via ads on websites like Facebook and Reddit, as well as drug-related message boards. The study authors suggest that N,N-dimethyltryptamine induces experiences which produce profound and lasting ontological shifts in people's subjective reality, similar to encounter experiences such as alien abduction and near-death experiences. The research was approved by the Institutional Review Board at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine.
Journal of Psychopharmacology に掲載された研究で、幻覚作用のあるジメチルトリプタミン 略称 DMT を摂取したことのある2561人を対象に調査を行ったところ、 69% がエイリアンやその他の存在からメッセージを受け取ったと答え、また DMT を摂取する前に無神論者であった人の半分以上が摂取後に無神論者ではなくなったと答えていました。接触した相手を説明するのに 60% が存在、 40% がガイド、 39% が精神、 34% がヘルパーと表現し、天使、エルフ、宗教的なお方、植物の精神などと表現する人もいました。ノーム、モンスター、亡くなった人と答えた人は1から 5% にとどまりました。 DMT は植物や人間を含む動物の体内で自然に発生する化学物質で、アマゾンでは様々な部族が伝統的な儀式でアヤワスカを摂取しています。調査では DMT の摂取経験がある人を Facebook や Reddit などの広告で募集したり、薬物関連のオンライン掲示板で参加を呼びかけました。チームは DMT が人々の主観的現実に大きく長期間にわたる存在論的シフトをもたらしており、これはエイリアンから誘拐された、または臨死体験をしたなど他の存在と接触したと語る人々のその後と似ています。今回の研究はジョンズ・ホプキンス大学医学部の倫理審査委員会から承認を得て行われました。
Yep.
面白いよね。あの前にミーナの会でアヤワスカの話をしてもらったり、あとはあの、hmm. Oh yeah, and we had what was his name? The Brazilian
Vitor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
the shaman.
So, shaman に来てもらって、その時も話してもらったけど、その、なんだろう、摂取した人にこう共通していること、
mm.
共通しているその幻覚作用があるっていうのはすごい面白いなと思う。
Mm. Yeah, so this is the chemical substance that is...contained in the that vine that they use to make ayahuasca、
mm.
and I think it's in the vine. Actually, the vine may contain the MAO inhibitor, so your body has something called monoamine oxidase, which is an enzyme for monoamines.But that needs to be inhibited in order for you to process dimethyltryptamine orally.、
Mm.
So in this study, they surveyed people who did not consume it orally. In other words, they did not consume it with an MOA, MOA inhibitor, but they consumed it either through vaporization or by smoking it.
Hmm. I didn't know people smoke it.
So if you, apparently if you smoke it, you don't need the MAO inhibitor. It's MAO, yeah,、
hmm.
inhibitor. So, and the ayahuasca experience, I think it ranges, you know, 4 to 8 hours or something.、
Hmm.
Maybe 6 to 8 hours. But this one is, I think, like 2 minutes.Total.
Oh. What? 2 minutes?
Yeah. So it's out of your system, it's metabolized and out of your system quite quickly.
Oh.
Because it doesn't, because if you consume it orally, I there's some, I don't know, it's metabolized differently.
So why do people do it?
I don't know.huh. To see aliens, apparently. I don't know. I haven't done it, so I don't know. It's illegal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうそうそう。あの、普通にね、こう、あの、特に海外だともうアヤワスカってなんかもうなんていうの、メジャーな単語っていうかさ、みんな結構知ってるから普通にメディアでも話されるけど、普通に違法だからね。
Yeah, it's totally a controlled substance in most countries, but it's not controlled or restricted by the UN, apparently,、mm. because of tribal use.
まあまあ、うん、そうね。だって、
and sort of,
ペルーとかだと、なんか文化遺産みたいなのに指定されてるもんね。
Mm-hmm.
とか、まあ、南米だと本当に まあ、部族も使ってるし、こう医療で使おうとしてたりとかも結構あるから、mm-hmm. あれだけど、But、アメリカだとね結構まあ、アメリカに限らず欧米だとドキュメンタリーもいっぱいあるし、チェルシーハンドラー のネットフリックスの番組でもチェルシーハンドラー本人がアヤワスカをやってみるっていうエピソードがあって、
うん、
まあ、カメラの前でそのリトリートみたいなのに参加して友達と一緒にアヤワスカをやるっていうのがあったけど、
She did that in South America, right?
I think so, yeah.
I mean,、must have been.
Yeah, and、yeah. 普通のいわゆるドラッグ、その、まあ、タバコ、お酒とかコカイン、大麻とか、そういうみんながパッと思いつくドラッグとは違って、こうあまり娯楽のためにやるようなもんではなさそうだよね。こう、
mm-hmm.
そのやってるところを見てもみんなこう泣いたり吐いたりとか、なんていうかその楽しいもんではない代わりにすごくこうプロファウンな体験ができるみたいなさ。
Mm. Well, nobody really, really understands it from, I don't know, a modern psychotherapeutic or the understanding of this substance and others like it is quite lacking because it was illegal.To study them
right.
previously,
right?
But yeah, this is quite different than the ayahuasca because they are vaporizing it. And
you mean in the States, people are smoking it?
Yeah. So I think so. For this study, they had several requirements, filters for.The respondents, because they got many, many people that were interested in participating, but they narrowed it down to people who were fluent in English. So there are a lot of people were excluded from the study, which could bias it. But something around 70% of the respondents were in the United States, which isn't that weird or surprising, I guess. But yeah, people are smoking it.Joe Rogan has talked about smoking it publicly. He's talked about it many times on his program and recommended it on his program. I don't know enough about it, but I wouldn't recommend doing it, obviously, because it's illegal, first of all.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think it feels like in the States you can recommend illegal substances on media, and then you won't really get into trouble. I guess people don't really care.
People talk about and do illegal substances in the States quite openly and don't get in trouble.
Right.
Especially these days, yeah.
Right. I mean, because I think in Japan, if you recommend it on your show, you will get in trouble, let alone doing it on the show yourself. So that's always interesting to me because... Yeah, I mean, it's so different.
Yeah, it is. Well, public sentiment around these things is quite different, too. And the United States went through sort of a psychedelic revolution. They're much more familiar with these sorts of strange substances.
Yeah.
And I don't know how this was synthesized exactly, but... you know, the U.S. has done lots of research with these substances through the CIA and
right.
the military and whatnot. So, but what's really interesting about this particular study is they really go into the experience. So most studies about drugs are like, you do this drug, you do this much of it. You know, here's the LD50, these people die or you get lesions or bad things happen, right? Sort of a more physiological focus.
Yeah.
Whereas this is much more focused on the experience of the user. And it's quite an interesting paper. They really go into depth if you have interest in this sort of topic. Mm. But the most interesting part to me is that more than half of the people who were atheist that took this weren't atheist anymore afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? What's that?
Nah.
I think it's a... I don't want to rag on atheism, but I mean, I rag on religions, but atheism is, for a lot of people, I think, totally hollow. They don't have any... It's a non-belief thing, right? And people can be comfortable with that until they really think about it a little bit too much. And it's like, okay, well, I need to think something's going on because clearly it's not nothing, right?
I guess.
Like, if... It's like the difference between atheist and agnostic. Agnostic is like, yeah, you know, something's happening. The universe exists for some reason, and that reason has to be basically impossible. Right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, living in Japan, I've never met... I don't think I've ever met an atheist person. Like...
Really?
I feel like everyone is basically agnostic. I mean, there are people
who are
like...
Don't a lot of people say they're atheist?
Yeah, like, I'm sure there are people who are like, oh, you know, I don't believe in God, but then... I've never met anyone who's like, like God, spirit, like, you know, universe, collective thoughts, like whatever.
What do you think that is? Just spiritualism or like some, I mean, that's some... You're calling on supernatural something, right?
Right. Yeah, I guess you have to... I mean, to become an atheist, you have to really think about it and somehow be sure about it, right? So.
And what are you sure about? That God doesn't exist, or...
Me?
If you're a certain atheist.
Oh,
I get confused thinking about this stuff sometimes. Just like, I don't know. There's always a semantic entanglement around atheism and agnosticism. But.
Right. I think I'm agnostic because to me, in my mind, at least, agnostic is about, you know, understanding that we don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we can't really
decide. If you had to put a percentage on it, though, some kind of a god, like an entity that, you know, is the daihyo for the cosmos or the universe or whatever, right? If you had to put a percentage on that,
I want to think of it as, I mean, there are hopes that I have, right? This, like, these like romantic ideas that I hope is true is mm-hmm. something like we're all connected with the universe, and, you know, whether the universe itself is conscious or not, we're somehow all connected, and I don't know, like that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like 一人の代表.
It's like a loose kumbaya, like
hippie all, type, you know, like love and peace. Like, I like that kind of stuff.
But you don't have a constrained sort of like...
Structured.
Yeah, like...
system type stuff. No.
Yeah.
No.
Like, you don't have like a best guess. Like a best guess. I always have a best guess. In my brain, I have a complete model of the universe. I know it's wrong, but it's my best guess. And that it's always there.
Okay.
So.
No, I don't have that. I only have these wishful thinking.
The humans and the animals are together and they're all friends.
Yeah, we're all connected in this universe and, you know... like collective consciousness and blah, 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 blue, like that kind of.
You know, the question that I really care about, it's weird, but I just want to know, does anyone care about humans or no? You know, does the universe
care?
I don't know. Care about us? You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I guess
are
that's
we
what
important?
I guess that's what I want to believe in. Like, so when I talk
I
to
I believe we're important.
When I talk to Mina toka, you know, like people who've done ayahuasca, they always talk about this kind of stuff. Like, we're all connected and, you know.
It's vibrations.
Yeah, and I think I like that. 自分的には何が正しい間違ってるとかじゃなくて、こう何が好きかっていう。だって結局答え分かんないからさ、自分が好きなやつを好きで、ああ、こうだったらいいなっていうやつでいいんじゃないと思ってるけど。
Yeah, but some people might just prefer something evil. So I hope we aspire to the truth.
Right, but like, at least right now, there's no way for us to know.
I think we're getting close. I
so
feel
like,
it.
I guess to me, Christianity too, growing up, it felt like it's based on punishments.
And
fear.
Man. Right.
Yeah, like if you do this, you'll get punished. If you do this, you'll go to hell. And なんかそれが本当かどうかっていうよりも、I just personally didn't like it. 、
mm-hmm.
常にこう脅されてるような感じがしたし。
Do you think it's still like that, or do you think it's a little bit more cheery now since the Pope tweets?
I hope so. I mean,
it is depressing and sort of like, you know, repent for your sins.
Yeah,
it's, and you know, and you're just thinking like, man. It's just a matter of time before I go to hell. Like, there's no way out. There's no way out of this.
Yeah, it was just too strict at my school. It was just... If I had a different day with Christianity, I'm sure my perception would have been totally different. Mm. But like, oh, like, don't talk about boys. Oh, my God. You know, you're such a bad person wearing a short skirt. Your nails are too long. You know... Those kinds of school rules are associated with Christianity in my mind.
Mm.
And I don't
well,
think
Catholicism,
that's what,
right?
Yeah, and I
is
don't
it Catholicism?
I don't think that's what Jesus was all about at all. But
different kinds of Christianity have a totally different vibe.
Yeah.
And
so,
Catholicism
so
is like really dark for some reason.
Yeah.
Probably because they have like a dead impaled Jesus on every single wall.
Yeah,
it probably brings the mood down a little bit. I'm not sure.
Yeah, like I went to a Catholic wedding one time and the first thing that the priest said was like, look at Jesus on this cross. Like, look how he died.
Look at him. Look.
At the beginning of
you're
a
not
wedding.
Looking.
Yeah.
I told you to look.
I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, let's just talk about death.
Yeah.
So
there are some pretty detailed descriptions of what happens to people experientially when they do this dimethyltryptamine.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, so this is from 0 to 40 seconds that I'm going to describe, like, how they get there.
Okay.
So the first thing that happens is they inhale the dimethyltryptamine and then it feels like all of the air has been sucked out of the room. And in some cases they are astral projected up out of their body.
Hmm.
And that's followed by geometric floral rotating yellow orange mandala visual. So quite quickly there are visual hallucinations.
Mm.
And that's followed by the sound of a crumpling paper bag, as someone described it. And when you hear the paper bag crumpling, this yellow orange mandala chrysanthemum shatters into tiny pieces and you tumble through it.
So dramatic.
And once you've tumbled through the mandala chrysanthemum, you arrive in some place. And this is about at the 40-second mark.
Whoa.
Now, the place...
place is... まだ40秒しか経ってないの?
Yeah, the whole thing is like a couple minutes.
Oh my god, okay.
You arrive at this place, and people who do this say that the drug does not affect their mind.
Hmm.
So they don't feel like they're, you know, like they're drunk or they're giddy or anything like that.
Okay.
They feel like they can think clearly that they're just there. And people describe this place as a place, first of all. That's uniform. But they describe it as being deep underground and dimly lit with geometric patterns. And it's often referred to as the dome. So they feel like they're inside of a dome deep underground. And once they're inside this dome underground, they start seeing different entities. And those have been described in a lot of different ways. Fabergé eggs or elves. Elves is quite common as an archetype. And...
like elves as in Lord of the Rings type elves? The tall and cool looking ones? Well, or like Santa Claus type tiny ones?
Machine elves. So I guess it was coined by McKenna, who described this phenomenon. But he described the entities as self-transforming machine elves or self-dribbling jeweled basketballs.
Okay.
Yeah. And people seem to get the impression that these machine elves have a message and have things to show them, and that all of these things are not familiar to the person who took the drug, right? So the impression is that it's an other. It's not you. You know, you took the drug, but this couldn't be you. This isn't inside your mind. This is coming from outside, right? And that consensus is sort of the bizarre phenomenon that's being investigated in this study, right? This people who take this just being adamant that they've interfaced with like some other hyper-dimensional being or something. And so we're trying to, the researchers are trying to figure out why that is, how prevalent it is, what are the characteristics of the experience? Can we characterize the experience generally? And, you know, what does this have to do with ego, with creativity, with, you know, the visual capabilities of the inner mind? There's a lot of artwork that people have created inspired by the substance. So it's transformed culture quite dramatically. And then, you know, if someone like Joe Rogan is talking about it, you know, and saying that it's influenced him. One interesting thing is the vast majority of people who took, who take the substance, insist that it's like one of the best things they ever did. I don't know, you know, what to make of that exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you think there, you know, this is all stuff that if you didn't take a drug, people would be like, okay, dude, you've just lost it. You've lost your mind.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, so it, I don't know, what do you make of it? Is it making people crazy, or is it, what is it? What's going on?
I don't know.
They don't seem upset about it.
That's why it seems so interesting, right? It's so 不思議。なんかすごい長い間ジョー・ローガンのポッドキャスト聞けてなかったんだけど、この間イーロンの回だけ聞いた。It was short too, right? I don't know how long it was, but it wasn't for like 2 hours. So.
Mm-hmm. What did you think?
That was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? That's it? You don't have any comment? No comment?
Yeah,
you just brought it up.
自分は子供いるから、その変な視点で 見てしまうというか、その。
あ、赤ちゃんの名前？
いや、なんか赤ちゃん生まれたばっかりで、なんか、ま、すごい仕事とかも忙しいだろうけど、でもなんかすごい暇じゃんって思ってしまって。なんかその、イーロンが言ってることとか今すごい批判されてることとかそれよりもなんかこう今一番家で大変な時なのに何してんだろうってなんかそこにすごい引っかかってしまってそう。
Well, apparently Joe called him up and asked if he could swing by and he did.
Yeah.
So.I don't know.
I mean, I saw what, how...
What's the baby's name again?
I don't know. But I saw that the girlfriend's mom was very upset on Twitter. And and I kind of understand. そっちの目線でなんかちょっとどうなのって思ってしまうけど。
Oh, didn't Rogan, he signed a deal with Spotify.
Oh my god, yes. $100 million.
I don't know if that's a real confirmed number, but...
Sounds crazy.
But it's he's going exclusively on Spotify, though.
ね、だからもう聞けないでしょ。
Well, Spotify is free.
Oh, it is? Wait,
isn't
what?
Isn't it free?
No way. Why would it be free?
I thought Spotify is free.I thought you could listen to it for free on Spotify.
Really? I thought it was a subscription thing. So なの? I thought it was like Apple Music.
I don't know. But $100 million is a lot of money.
Yeah. It is a lot of money.本当だ。Play
yeah,
free
so,
って書いてある。
Joe Rogan smoking DMT and going to Spotify. You know, in the study they said about 1 in 5 people received a prediction about the future from their experience. Or claimed to have. It's a lot.
You can play them offline without irritating ads and you can skip any songs.
Are you looking up Spotify?
Yeah, I actually don't know how it works. So they have the free version, huh? So I guess you can listen to podcasts for free. We're on Spotify, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.But the Spotify video, I think, is going to cost money.
They have videos so, too? I don't know anything. Jesus.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome to 2020.
Okay, 次.
Let me scroll. According to a study published this week in Nature Communications, humans coexisted with megafauna such as 6-meter-long goanna lizards,giant buck-toothed wombats and giant kangaroos from 60,000 years ago until 40,000 years ago in ancient Australia. The term megafauna refers to animals with an adult weight over 44 kilograms. Saber-toothed tigers, woolly mammoths, and ground sloths are common examples of extinct Pleistocene megafauna. Megafauna extinction in Eurasia, North America, and Australia occurred simultaneously with the loss of glacial tundras some 40,000 years ago towards the end of the Pleistocene epoch. Four theories are generally proposed to explain the mass extinctions: climate change due to the ending of the glacial period, hunting, disease, and asteroid impact. The researchers' findings suggest that climate change caused by the ending glacial period resulted in increased fires as well as difficulty obtaining water, leading to megafauna extinction in Australia.
Nature Communications に掲載された研究で、6万年から4万年前まで古代オーストラリアに暮らしていた人類は、6メートルに及ぶオオトカゲ、巨大ウォンバットや巨大カンガルーなど、体重44キログラム以上のメガファウナ、大型動物たちと共存していたことが分かりました。メガファウナは4万年前、更新世の終わりにかけて、ツンドラの消失とともに、ユーラシア、北アメリカ、オーストラリアで同時期に絶滅しました。大量絶滅については、氷河期の終わりによる気候変動、人間による狩猟、病気、隕石の衝突の4つの仮説が唱えられています。今回の研究では、気候変動によって火災が増え、水を摂取することも難しくなり、そのことが起因となって大量絶滅したとされています。
Yep.
What's our fascination with big animals? Like animals that
big
are bigger
animals.
Than us.
Extinct animals. Also extinct is kind of fascinating.
なんか巨大カンガルーとかさ、考えただけで嬉しくない？わかんないけど。
Yeah, they look absolutely crazy. These megafauna, extinct megafauna animals are so fascinating. I mean, what should we start with? Well, the goanna lizards are, I guess, a relative of monitor lizards or Komodo dragons.
Meter is huge.
And they're already quite huge. Yeah. Like modern. Actually, my grandfather was attacked by a Komodo dragon.
What?
While he was sleeping in the jungle.
What?
And while he was in Guadalcanal during World War II.
What?
He was fighting against the Japanese.
Mm.
The Japanese. while he was sleeping, a Komodo dragon crawled on top of him.
What?
And was like gonna bite his head off. And he didn't know what it was, but he had his knife on him. And so he unsheathed it and stabbed that thing a bunch of times.
Did he eat it?
And then, no. And then it ran away. And the next morning, like, he didn't know what it was until the next morning. The next morning they went out. He went with his group and they found it dead. So, but they have like botulism. They have like, they're super weird. So they Komodo dragons are, you know, megafauna. The ones that still exist are in regions where there were not there wasn't so much megafauna extinction. So parts of Asia, Africa was pretty much spared from megafauna extinction. The Pleistocene megafauna extinction.
そっか。
Did you see pictures of these things?
No. There were pictures?
Here, let me show you let's start with the giant, one of the giant kangaroos called Procoptodon.
Okay.
So there's a giant short-faced kangaroo named Procoptodon, went extinct probably around 18,000 years ago. If I paste this here, can you see it? Or do you need to...
Oh, there are images here in the article, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Giant kangaroo.
Okay, I posted a picture of it. Can you see that? What do you think of that?
Oh. Wow.
Do you see how it's a short-faced kangaroo?
Yeah, short-faced だね、本当に。鼻がこう短いというか、顔がちょっとぺちゃんこ気味の。
Mm. Looks weird, right?
Mm. ちょっとこう、まぬけな感じだね。
Yeah. And these things were absolutely humongous. These, megafauna extinct kangaroos.
Mm.
I think the largest one was 274 kilograms.
Yeah, oh my god. どういうこと?
For reference, Bob Sapp is 150 kilos.
Okay. ボブサップの倍ぐらいの大きさってこと。まあ、ボブサップ会ったことないから分かんないんだけど。でも274キロのカンガルーってやばいね。
Super dangerous.
もう、
ちょっと、And they were, humans were living with them.Fighting against them.
Were they?
Yeah. Eating them, probably.
Hmm.
And there's also an animal called the Diprotodon,
hmm.
which is a giant marsupial wombat. Do you see that?
Wombat. Oh my god, もうクマじゃん。
But it's a wombat.
Huh.
And this wombat, I think it said, this can't be right. I think it was 3,000 kilograms. But that can't be right. Hold on. I've looked this up like 4 times because I just can't believe. I think it's, that's not possible, right?
I don't know.
Okay. 2,790 kilos. That is ridiculous.
3 tons ってことだよね。
Yeah.
体重。
And it's a wombat. Yeah. It's a freaking wombat.
どういうこと?
For reference, my car weighs 1,150 kilos.
Right.
Right. So if I drove my car into this wombat, I mean, I'd just be melted, right?
Yeah. ゾウが多分3トンぐらいだよね、多分。ゾウとかカバとか。
だから maybe the African elephants, the big ones.
カバが2から3トンだって。だからカバぐらいの大きさのウォンバットってことだよね。
Yeah.
もうクマだよ、それは。
But it's so weird looking, you know, the face, and I don't know if the face is perfectly, you know, accurate, but these things have really strange faces, the short-faced kangaroo. So there's a lion thing. It's not a lion. It's a marsupial lion.
Okay.
That's what they call it. And it's called Thylacoleo.
Okay.
And it had a pouch.
What?
But it looks kind of like a lion.
What?
And it would actually kill and hunt that 3,000 kilo diprotodon.
Magica.
Yeah. And the pouched marsupial lion, they estimate that it had the strongest bite of any mammal species ever.
Damn. Do we have an image of that?
Pound for pound. So not like, not absolute, but
right,
pound
right, right,
for pound,
right, right.
It has the strongest bite. Huh. Yeah, I have an image.
Does it look like a lion at all? Does it have mane とか?
Can you see this?
Wait, where did it go? Oh, wait, what is this?
They're not mating. That's an attack.
ちょっと待って。このさ、再現イメージおかしくない?え、これだから、この巨大なウォンバットに飛びついているところっていうことだよね。このウォンバットすごいこう、襲われてる割には、
アクション
のんびりしてる。
Okay. Yeah, the wombat is just like,doesn't mind, it's just going for a walk.
Yeah. 普通にしてるけど。
the thylacoleo is 勝手に like
ライオンっていうよりもなんだろうねこれは。
It's closer to a Tasmanian devil.
あ、そうだね、そうだね。タスマニアデビルみたい。
うん、
確かに。それのでかいバージョン。
うん、
でもお腹に袋があるのか。
Yeah.
うん、
so this study was mostly focused on the reasons for the megafauna extinction in Australia specifically. But it talks a lot about megafauna extinction more broadly, and I did some research, and this whole topic is very interesting, and it's connected to climate change and the way we think about species and ecosystems and everything. So, basically, the Earth has been alternating between ice ages and these interglacial periods for the last 2.6 million years. Mm. And so every 100,000 years, we get 90,000 years of ice age and 10,000 years of the interglacial warm period, right? Which is, so around 7,000 years ago is when the next ice age was expected to start, you know, the Earth was going to start cooling and go into the next ice age around 7,000 years ago. I think it's 7,000 years ago. But that's not happening, obviously. We're not in an ice age.
Yeah.
But not like seven, like the process was, the average global temperature started to fall, indicating the next ice age around that time.
Okay.
So the Earth is always going in these cycles. So when the ice sheets were at their maximum, humans spread out because there were land bridges that didn't exist previously.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the glaciers receded, then humans were able to use more of the land and spread out and flourish more.
Hmm.
And start farming and stuff. But they think that the end of this ice age period pretty much marked the end for a lot of these megafauna. So, you know, they had been adapted to that ice age climate, right?
Mm.
So they're just seeing whether that seems, if Australia is consistent with that.
Right, right, right. And it was ってことでしょ?
They believe so.
Hmm.
That and it's kind of a question because Australia's I don't know. It's kind of off on its own, you know, and it has its own animals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting case for that.
So cool.
But long before this, there were many megafauna that went extinct before sort of this recent human coexistence period.
Hmm.
Have you heard of, well, like ground sloths? Do you know what they are?
No.
So ground sloths are quite...
like sloth?
Crazy looking. Yeah, they're sloths.
Okay. But they're on the ground.
Yeah. Can you see this image here? This sort of depicts the size of this extinct ground sloth.
They're huge.
Yeah, it's like three times taller than a person, right?
何これもうゴジラみたいじゃん。
Yeah.
怠け者ってことでしょ?
These ground sloths couldn't climb on trees. They're too big.
でしょうね。折れちゃうわ、木が。
Yeah, so that's why they're ground sloths because they're so freaking huge.
Wow.
Yeah, so those are extinct, which I think is, I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but.
It's sad.
I wouldn't feel safe if.
Oh, no way.
If there were ground sloths. Well, they're slow, right? Can you imagine, like, getting killed by something that slow? Oh, my God. It would take forever to die.
But do we know that they were actually slow?
Well, they're sloths. They're not going to be, like, fast twitch, you know? Right? Like, fast twitch.
I don't know.
28 days later, fast twitch.
面白いね。
But how do they survive if they're so slow? You know, it's... Do they punch slow? Or, like, how do they fight? Like, how do they...
They don't fight, right?
What do?
They just don't fight. And I thought that's why they were on the tree, so that they don't have to confront anyone. But if you were on the ground, like this one... But I guess this one's so big that they didn't have to fight? I don't know. But then what about these pouch lions? They could have just eaten these guys, right? If they were slow. How did it work?
So the ground sloths, I don't think... The ground sloths weren't in Australia.
Oh, they were not? Okay, where were they?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, probably South America. But I'm not totally sure about that. I mean, where are sloths now?
I don't know. Celebrity
if I need
songs.
A sloth... Is that where you find the most sloths?
I guess so. Just like tigers in American zoos.
Yeah. It's so crazy. I don't know. I would understand if someone said it was hard to believe some of this stuff. It's just like, come on.
Yeah.
Is that real?
So on that. I mean, even the real ones, they're gone. Even the ones that exist now, like tigers, you know? If you see them kind of up close at Ueno Dobutsuen or something, against the window.
But it's tiny compared to a ground sloth.
Well, yeah, compared
to
this.
A ground sloth would grab that tiger with two fingers and eat it like a snack. Like, it's so much bigger than a tiger.
Yeah,
like, the size of these animals is just ridiculous. How could they possibly have been this big?
I know.
I mean, it's just crazy, especially the sloth. I mean,
I guess we're
holy
just,
crap.
I guess we're just really small.
We're small. We're hairless. We've been neotenized.
Yeah.
So here's the most ridiculous one I'm going to show you next. Look at that thing. Look at that.
Wait, where is it? Oh, here. I need to... Whoa. Oh, my God. Tori, kore?
Yeah.
It's like an airplane. Right?
It is like an airplane.
Never ending story ってあったじゃん。背中に乗ってさ or any kind of dragon in any kind of story, but 絶対乗れるよね。
It's like Avatar or whatever.
普通に乗れるよね、これ人間が。
You'd probably fall off, but I think so. I think so.
If you hold on to it really tight.
The thing about birds is that they're much lighter than they look.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And humans are just dense. We don't have hollow bones.
But this guy's huge.
It is absolutely gigantic. What is that? 7 meters? Wingspan? And they're saying it's twice the size of the Andean condor, which I guess is one of the largest birds alive right now. And that's pretty huge, whatever the Andean condor is. But this thing looks like a friggin' jet, right? It's called the Argentavis. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but...
Oh, Gyakuni, it's crazy that we don't have any of this. These birds anymore.
Just one. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
If we could ride birds, oh my goodness. That's definitely the way to go. It's so echo too, you know? Could be animal abuse. Yeah. PETA's like, stop riding the birds. Yeah. It's like we'll build artificial birds.
Like horseback riding, but with birds.
Maybe they were smart. Maybe bird back.
What's your hobby? Oh, bird back riding. I've been doing this since I was a child.
Yeah. I guess birds have backs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. What?
So they think that this bird was so large that it couldn't actually take off from the ground.
Oh.
So the bird would have to
jump off a cliff. Magica.
And then the way it gets around is by using thermals.
すごい.
So it can know where the thermals are. A thermal is like a column of rising hot air. And so they would use these thermals to float around. And yeah, but if it ever landed on the ground, that was it. It's dead.
そっか.
It's lava. If it touches the ground, I mean, I guess it could walk up the mountain, but that's kind of like a ski resort with no lift.
Right. だからその間違ってというか間違って変な島とか小島とかに降りちゃったらもう終わりってことだよね。
It would be stuck, yeah.
What?
It would die.
That's so 不便, but okay.
Yeah, that's what bird experts are saying. It can't take off from the ground. It can just glide and use thermals. So
interesting.いや、いろんな生き物がいるもんだね、本当に。
You know, PETA would be out there, someone would be out there like rescuing these birds and taking them to cliff edges. We saved you.
And push them.
You can fly again. Yeah.
Go now. All right. Is there anything? Did you want to mention 明日の launch? SpaceX?
Oh, It's not tomorrow.
Oh.
So,
when is it?
The launch is on Wednesday, actually.
Next week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
JAXA just launched their HTV.
Okay.
Vehicle, which will rendezvous with the SpaceX Demo 2 mission at the International Space Station next week on Wednesday.
Okay.
And the Demo 2 mission is the human-rated Dragon capsule, which will be carrying American astronauts Bob and Doug. So Bob and Doug this is the first launch of astronauts from on any non-Russian, non-Soyuz rocket since I believe 2011. So when the space shuttle retired after a series of incidents, rapid unscheduled disassembly, they had space. Well, NASA didn't really develop a new way to get to space,
right.
And no other country has capability to launch people to space. I guess China does. But it's just been Russia. And I think some Chinese missions. But that's it. Japan has never launched people into space. Oh, this is the first time a private company will launch people into space, period. Ever.
So that's next Wednesday.
It's also, I think, only maybe the fifth time that a brand new vehicle has been used for human.
A lot of firsts, huh?
A lot. Well, 2011. I mean, it's 9 years without any way to get people to your own freaking space station.
Yeah.
So Russia's made a lot of money on all these Soyuz launches.
I can't believe 2011 is 9 years ago. Like 2011 sounds like last year.
No, 2011 is like a third of your life ago.
Jesus.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's a super long time.
Man.
They're going to stream it live. It's going to be super cool. It's going to be totally different from launches in the past.
Hmm.
It's a totally new thing. There's a real possibility that it doesn't go perfectly smoothly too, you know, because there are so many firsts, because the United States hasn't done this for so long.
Right. Well, I hope everything goes well.
I'm sure it probably will. It would be really bad if it didn't. I mean, really bad.
Yeah.
So hopefully nothing bad happens.
Okay. So, 文字起こしのテキストは Mac、iPad、iPhone、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題、激安プランあります。あと、エッセイも英語表現解説をしているので、そちらもぜひチェックしてみてください。あと、各エピソードごとに宿題を出しています。それは月額360円、英語勉強したいけど何やったらいいかよく分かんないなっていう人はぜひやってみてください、バイリンガルニュース .jp ではストアもあるので、そちらもぜひ見てみてください。 Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
いや、Oh yeah, and we havethis month is our seven-year anniversary.
Oh, sold out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally forgot about that.
I know.
Thank you for making the very nice, heartwarming post.
It was funny because I was talking to you in that morning, right? Because I mm-hmm. noticed that it happened 10 years since we met.
Right.
And then we were talking about it. Then...その流れで急に気づいたんだよね。なんかあれ、そういえば今日じゃん。
it was way late.
いや、そういえば今日7周年じゃんみたいな感じで。
Yeah.
で、ツイートしたらすごいみんなが優しいメッセージをくれて嬉しかった。
うん。
なんか7年やっててもいつまでもなれないよね、みんなが優しいことに。
yeah, I'm always surprised.
ね。
By how friendly people are.
ね、毎回いちいちびっくりしてるけど。But yeah, 7 years.
Yeah. 7 years.
Long time.
And people were saying I look different from their expectations, which is always...
I know, that was surprising.
It's always weird.
I thought everyone
knew. It's always weird
to
see that.
それにびっくりした。まあ、最近写真あんまり上げてなかったもんね。前はちょっと、まあ、顔を隠してるけど。体は出てたから、なんかマイケルはマッチョってみんな分かってると思ってたけど、まあ、しかも筋トレの話とかね、MMA の話とかしてるから、なんかみんな分かってるって勝手に思ってたけど、びっくりしてる。
Do we talk about those things that often? I guess we've talked about MMA a little bit.
We don't talk about it. You mention it.
So, do I mention 筋トレ? I need to go to the gym.
Not recently.
I wish I could.
I mean, especially with this corona thing, but...I think you've talked about it. So, I don't know. I somehow thought that people expected you to be, you know, macho. But, yeah, some people were surprised. And that surprised me. Like, oh. So. I guess you don't really sound macho. I don't know.
I don't sound macho. What does that mean?
I don't know. なんか声がさ、マッチョだったらすごい、何?
マッチョってどんな
声がでかいみたいなイメージなのかな、こうわーみたいな、こう元気というか、わかんないけど、I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, I know what you look like, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty used to it too, so. It's all weird to me.
I know. びっくりした。まあそんなわけで、これからも皆さんよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
8年目。
Yep.
So, bye!
Thank you, everyone. Bye.